30-year-old defenseman Carl Stollery came out of the vast farmlands of East Central Alberta to play college hockey at Merrimack in the U.S. in Hockey East, where he was all-conference. He then worked his way through professional hockey in the minors before getting to the big show in 2013 with the Colorado Avalanche. He was dealt to San Jose in 2015 and then on to the New Jersey Devils in 2016. Hello, everyone. This is Sports and Commentary. My name is Greg Stewart. Thank you for joining me, and thanks for your support of Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. Those gifts help to sponsor the show. And you can learn more or give anytime online quickly, safely, and securely at WWIB.com. Carl Stollery was on Team Canada at the Olympics this year in South Korea. And last time we talked about it here on Sports and Commentary, he's back with me on the show today. So hockey, of course, is king. On your side of the border in Canada, expectations are always enormous. What was it like to play for the Olympic team with so much on the line?
Yeah, it was cool. Just to be a Canadian hockey player is, like you said, you're expected to perform. You're expected to be the best, and it was a little different this year with the NHL players not being there. So I think probably the Russian athletes were maybe favored on paper, but looking at all the countries, everyone was pretty even this year, so it made for an interesting tournament because no one really knew who was going to do well, who wasn't, and I think we saw that with the Germans too, doing as well as they did. It made for an interesting year, but our goal was definitely gold, so it was disappointing to fall short and lose to the Germans in the semifinal, but a lot of credit goes to them for the way they played too. So, it was an interesting tournament just watching it and seeing some of the countries that didn't medal as well who definitely were capable of it. So, feel pretty blessed to come out with a bronze medal for sure. It was something that we all really wanted once we lost that German game and got over the disappointment and just rallied around each other and said we need to come home with a medal for our country. And it was pretty cool just to play a good game in that bronze game and come home with the medal.
Yeah. And even if you're not a sports fan, you still tune into the Olympics for the opening ceremonies. It is always incredible, magnificent. Did you guys go to the opening ceremonies?
Yeah, we all gathered as a team and went up there for them. It was super cold. We were really bundled up. They gave us a lot of good Canadian gear to wear, so we were okay. But we walked in through the stadium, and then we went up and sat in the stands and watched the rest of the performance. So that was pretty amazing. Just something I'd watched on TV all the time growing up, and then getting to be there participating was a pretty cool experience as well. And then at the end, the closing ceremonies, I don't think anyone went to those. We were kind of dispersed after, but watched it on TV and, enjoyed that too.
Now, you play professionally in Latvia for the KHL, the Continental Hockey League, which is the Russian Hockey League for Dynamo Riga. How did you wind up playing way over there?
Yeah, it was interesting. I had played in North America a little bit in NHL and mostly American League the past 5 years, and I was getting to a point where I either wanted to stay in the NHL or just continue my career overseas, and felt like I was a little tired with going up and down between the AHL and NHL. Not that that's a bad thing either, but I felt like I was ready to try something new, and I'd heard a lot of good things about guys who had gone overseas and really enjoy the game over there and the experience that it was. So ended up looking for teams over there, and Riga was the team in the KHL that made me an offer, and knowing that it's the second best league in the world, I figured that'd be a good place to start, and it was obviously a good decision now looking back to to play in the Olympics. It wasn't even something that was on my mind going into the season. So I think God's hand was definitely in that, and it worked out really well.
So how did you, you know, adapt to their culture, the Latvian culture, and did you feel safe over there?
I felt really at home in Riga. It was a good place to start. Being a European city makes the transition a little easier. Just the English that is spoken there, most people are good with that. So I had no issues in that area. And the city itself was beautiful. A lot of really cool old architecture, and it wasn't too big. I think it was around 600,000 people. So it was a good size where there was lots of things to do, but at the same time, I could walk to most places and go out to eat and things like that. So it was a really enjoyable experience for my first time in Europe, just getting to see their way of life there. And I really enjoyed the experience off the ice as well.
All right, defenseman Carl Stollery of Team Canada, the Olympic team that took home the bronze this year. And playing in the KHL, the Continental Hockey League. I tell you what, let's plan on getting together again next time and visit about God's presence in your life as a professional hockey player there in Latvia and his guidance for you, talking about your Christian faith, a little bit more hockey. And we'll have this show up at WWIB.com as a podcast very soon. Thank you, Carl, and we'll catch you next time, all right?
Awesome. Yeah, thanks, Greg. That was very cool. I'm excited to listen to it.